the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We'll begin with this one from First for Women, Some Simple Life Solutions. First, the scent that boosts concentration. The next time stress causes your focus to falter, try sniffing a lemon or an orange. In a study in the journal Neuroscience, subjects exposed to a citrus aroma performed better on tasks that measured memory and attention than they did when working in scentless spaces. Plus, their HRV, which is heart rate variability, rose. That's key, since higher HRV indicates that the body and brain are shifting to a more relaxed state. Welcome news for walkers. Experts advise taking 10,000 steps a day to ward off heart disease and diabetes. Now, finding in JAMA Network Open revealed jogging fewer steps can lower depression risk. In a review of more than 33 studies, researchers found that people who took just 7,000 steps daily were 31% less likely to suffer from depression than those who took 5,000 steps. Previous studies show walking activates brain regions linked with pleasure and calms the inflammation that can contribute to depression. Who knew the positive power of a text message? Sending a supportive text to a friend may be the key to happiness, say scientists in Current Psychology. In fact, the strategy had a stronger impact on subjects' well-being than other joy boosters like getting a promotion. Credit for the happiness effect goes to the feel-good emotions experienced when we connect with others. From Woman's Day, breathe easy. Try these stress-busting ways of breathing to keep you calm even when life gets messy. Let's be real. Stress happens. Whether it's your boss firing off emails like a human cannon, your toddler turning your living room into a glitter-filled disaster zone, or your best friend wanting you to explain again how to reset their Wi-Fi router. Life has a way of testing your limits. But here's the good news. You already have a built-in stress relief tool, and it's 100% free. We're talking about your breath. In honor of National Stress Awareness Month, which is April, Woman's Day's resident meditation and breathwork teacher, Lindsay Benoit O'Connell, founder of The Lab Wellness, is sharing 6 breathwork techniques you can use anytime, anywhere, to instantly hit pause when you're in panic mode. These aren't your average take a deep breath tips. They're fun, easy, and seriously effective. Ready to exhale all the drama? Let's dive in. First, the lion's breath roar from when you need to let it all out fast. Situation, you've just sat for ages in bumper-to-bumper traffic and your patience is thinner than your last phone case. How to do it? Inhale deeply through your nose, open your mouth wide, stick out your tongue, and exhale with an audible ha. Repeat 3 times. Why it works? It releases built-up tension in your face, jaw, and neck, prime areas where stress likes to camp out, and gives you an energy boost. Plus, it's weirdly fun. 2, 4x4 power breath for when you're about to lose it at work. Situation, your inbox is exploding, your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt, and your coworker won't stop humming. How to do it? Inhale for a count of 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4, and hold for 4, and repeat 4 times. Why it works? This technique calms your nervous system and shifts you out of fight or flight mode, leaving you feeling grounded and back in control. It's like hitting refresh on your brain. Number 3, the sip and sigh, for when you're about to cry in the grocery store. Situation, you're staring at a packed checkout line and your kid just knocked over an entire display of cereal boxes. How to do it? Take a small sip of air through your mouth, then two more, as if sipping through a straw. Exhale with a big audible sigh. Repeat 3 to 4 times. Why it works? It tricks your body into slowing your breathing rate, activating your parasympathetic nervous system, aka your chill-out mode. For when your brain won't stop spinning at 2 a.m., situation, you're lying in bed, replaying in your mind every awkward thing you've said since 7th grade. How to do it? Visualize an infinity symbol, a sideways figure 8. As you inhale, trace one loop with your mind. As you exhale, trace the other loop. Go slowly and continue for 5 minutes. Pro tip, if it's hard to visualize the infinity symbol, you can trace a figure 8 on your leg or a table to help guide your breath. Why it works? The steady rhythm paired with visualization quiets a racing mind and signals to your body that it's safe to relax and rest. Number 5, the mountain breath. For when you're overwhelmed and need to feel unshakable. Situation, your schedule is packed and you feel like you're one email from losing it completely. How to do it? Sit or stand tall. Inhale deeply through your nose while imagining yourself as a strong, immovable mountain. Visualize that mountain in your mind and let your inhalation travel up the mountain. Then hold for a count of 3. Exhale slowly through your mouth and let it bring you down the mountain as you picture stress rolling off you like rain. Repeat 5 times. Why it works? Connecting your breath to imagery strengthens your focus, builds emotional resilience, and reminds you that you can handle whatever comes. Number 6, this is the last one, for when you're in a full-blown spiral situation, your thoughts are racing and your heart feels as if it's in a drumline battle. How to do it? Inhale deeply through your nose, feeling your belly expand. Pause, then continue inhaling into your ribs and your chest. Think of it as a wave rolling in. Slowly exhale and reverse it, releasing from your chest, ribs, and belly. Repeat 5 to 6 times. Why it works? It slows your heart rate, encourages full body relaxation, and mimics the soothing motion of ocean waves washing tension away. Some final thoughts. Stress doesn't stand a chance against well-trained breath. Whether you're navigating daily chaos or bracing for something big, these techniques are go-to tools for staying calm, cool, and collected. So next time life tries to throw you off balance, remember that you've got this, one breath at a time. And from Woman's Day, advocate like a mother. Now a mother of 2 children with non-speaking autism, Sarah Kernian was thrust into the role of neurodiversity advocate. She was already pregnant with her son, Mac, when she realized something felt different about the development of her daughter, Millie, then 18 months old. During an attempt to take family photos, it hit me. Every detail was accounted for, yet Millie was still inconsolable. Almost a year later came the diagnosis. Millie had level 2 autism. Instead of reeling from grief, Sarah made a perspective shift. I realized that with non-speaking autism, it's not about the milestones. It's about what I call inchstones, tiny daily victories. For World Autism Awareness Day, April 2nd, follow her on Instagram at Saturday Story and hear conversations about growth, love, and connection on her podcast, Inchstones by Saturday's Story. From First for Women, in focus, statement stairways. Pretty up your entryway with this trendy technique. All it takes is a little stenciling to transform a plain stairway into a grand entrance that sends a warm welcome. Stenciling is fun, easy, and affordable, says DIY pro Angie Holden of thecountrychiccottage.net. The designs bring charm to any space. To do, for each riser, tape on a stencil. Color in the stencil using paint and a brush. Remove the stencil and let dry. Repeat until all the risers are covered. Their example looks like dark blue and white tiles all the way up the stairs. Very beautiful and evidently easy. My favorite thing. From Good Housekeeping, friends with health benefits. It can be tricky to find time for human connection because life, but friend time benefits your health in far more ways than one. When we were kids, keeping up a friendship seemed organic. We didn't have to think much about it or struggle to find time to hang out amid other competing priorities. It just happened. Not true in our grown-up lives, when just scheduling a rare phone check-in with a best friend can require exchanging 5+ text messages, never mind how hard it is to arrange to grab coffee in person. Though that struggle's real, giving your friendships the attention they need to thrive is worth it. You'll reap major health benefits. We often think of our relationships in relation to our emotional well-being, says Julianne Holt Lunstead, Ph.D., professor of psychology and neuroscience at Brigham Young University, and lead scientific editor on U.S. Surgeon General's Advisory on the Healing Effects of Social Connection and Community. But studies have shown that over time, people who have social connections are 50% less likely to die prematurely due to all causes, including cardiovascular disease and cancer. In fact, research from the Surgeon General's advisory found that social isolation was as dangerous as smoking 15 cigarettes a day and riskier than obesity and lack of physical activity. It raises the risk of heart disease by 29%, that of stroke by 32%, and that of dementia by 50%, according to studies done over the past few decades. Social isolation is also associated with a higher risk of developing depression and anxiety and can make these conditions worse. And full-fledged friendships aren't the only connections that add value to our lives. Casual ties are meaningful as well because they remind us that we're part of a community. Humans have actual cravings for connection, says Holt Lunstead, who points to a study that found that going 10 hours without any social interaction or stimulation, defined to include things like exchanging emails, using social media, and reading fiction, produced a neural response or pattern of brain activation similar to that produced by going 10 hours without food. The problem is, who has the time to hang out with friends? It may feel self-indulgent when juggling a job, kids, and aging parents, and also juggling to stake out solo self-care time. We tend to do our tasks first, then meet with friends, says Tacy Brower, Ph.D., author of The Secrets to Happiness at Work. The last name is spelled B-R-O-W-E-R, in case you want to get the book. But that's almost backward, because spending time with friends actually gives us energy to do everything else. So how to make grown-up friends? Adding to your circle is key, because the reality is that our friend list can naturally shrink at various times. For instance, as people move, get divorced, change jobs, or just reach a different life stage. But even the most extroverted among us may be uncomfortable putting ourselves out there. The easiest way to start? Look for natural connections. Say, chat with someone you see regularly at your yoga class or the dog park. Friendship is about showing up, says Brower. If you go out to yoga once, you're not going to connect. But if you keep showing up, you generate familiarity. That makes it easier to say, let's get a smoothie after class. Beyond that, you may have luck with an activity you love, whether it's in pickleball league, a gardening club, or a volunteer organization. When you join a group, you're all focused on a specific activity, so you'll have a safety net as you get to know people, says Brower. It's helpful as well to think about existing connections that could blossom into friendships. For instance, maybe there's an acquaintance with whom you'd like to spend more time. Reach out via a call or text, and don't assume the worst if you don't hear right back. Be empathetic. Maybe they're just busy. It's not easy to respond, and often it's not intentional. Or perhaps there's someone from your past with whom you'd like to rekindle a friendship. Say hi, even if you haven't connected in a while. It can mean a lot to them. That positive energy bounces back to you, Dr. Tarver notes. Just the act of doing good by focusing on someone else has been shown to increase our own happiness and life satisfaction. From First for Women, the science behind the story, thunderclap headaches. They strike more women than men. One in 300 will suffer a thunderclap with age as a factor. It's described as the worst headache of your life, with sudden pain lasting from seconds to 5 minutes. What to do? Thunderclap headaches are often the key warning for life-threatening brain bleeds, says pain expert Jacob Teitelbaum, MD. If this is your first time with this type of pain, this is a call 911 situation. Once you've been evaluated and the workup is negative, meaning no stroke or aneurysm, you're in the clear. On the rare chance that you have a repeat thunderclap, it is not considered an emergency. To reduce your risk, thunderclaps may be caused by blood vessel spasms or reversible cerebral vasoconstriction syndrome, which can be triggered by medication, like nasal decongestants or antidepressants. These spasms can decrease over time by increasing magnesium bisglycinate intake. They advise 200 milligrams a day. To get it, mix Terry Naturally Energizing Revitalization Drink Mix into water. From Good Housekeeping, some creative Easter and Passover craft ideas. We'll share two. With the least amount of steps here, I think. First, a DIY floral wreath. Start with a preserved boxwood wreath base and dried flowers. Attach the larger flowers to the wreath with a generous amount of hot glue. Tuck smaller flowers throughout the wreath for a sweet spring touch. Create a loop with floral wire on the back of the wreath to hang it on your front door. And crafty carrots. Cover bottle brush trees with orange spray paint. Apply a few coats and let them dry completely. Then, using wire cutters, cut off the wooden base of each tree. Cut several strings of green raffia of equal length, then hot glue to the remaining wire stem of each tree. Wrap another piece of raffia around the base, gluing it into place. Attach the bottle brush carrots to a wreath or place setting, or pop them into Easter baskets for cute decor that you can reuse year after year. The diet tweak that deters depression. This is from First for Women. It's as easy as enjoying more fruit and veggies each day, suggest researchers in the journal Scientific Reports. In comparison of twins aged 45 and older, those who ate 2 servings of vegetables and 2.1 servings of fruit per day experienced significantly fewer depressive symptoms than their siblings who ate less than a single serving of each daily. Credit goes to fiber, vitamins, and compounds such as flavonoids found in produce, which protect against the brain cell damage linked to depression. From Women's Day, just a little heads up, April 2nd is National DIY Day. In focus, artichokes. Pick up these gems in the produce aisle. They are a prebiotic powerhouse. Members of the thistle family, artichokes are rich in insulin, a fiber that promotes good gut bacteria and may improve your microbiome in just 3 weeks. Simply steam and eat. Cut off the top third of artichokes, trim stems to an inch, and remove sharp leaf tips. In 2 inches of water in a pot, arrange artichokes bottoms up in a single layer. Bring to a boil, cover, Cook 25 minutes, pull off the leaves, and dip in aioli or drawn butter. From Magnolia, how to hard cook eggs. This is timely. Place eggs in a single layer in a large saucepan. Add water to cover by 2 inches. Add 1 tablespoon distilled white vinegar and a pinch of kosher salt. Bring to boiling. Cover pan and turn off heat. Let stand 10 minutes. Meanwhile, set up a large bowl of ice water. Drain eggs and immediately transfer them to the ice water. Let stand until completely cool. Then crack the code. Tips for easy-to-peel eggs. Hard-cook eggs that are at least 2 weeks old. As eggs age, the inside contracts and the whites evaporate, enlarging the air pocket at the wide end. Aha! Tap an egg on your kitchen counter to crack its shell all over, then roll gently between your hands. Start peeling at the wide end. If needed, peel under cold running water, because the water seeps in and loosens the shell from the egg for you. And 3 variations on deviled eggs. First, beet pickled deviled eggs. These are a pinky purple looking version. Peel 6 hard cooked eggs. Place in a 1-quart resealable plastic bag. Set in a shallow dish. Drain and save the liquid from 1 16-ounce jar of pickled beets. You should have about 3/4 cup. Combine this beet liquid, 1/2 cup of water, 2 tablespoons packed brown sugar, 2 tablespoons cider vinegar, and 2 teaspoons pickling spice in a medium bowl. Stir to dissolve sugar. Pour over the eggs, squeeze out excess air, and seal the bag. Chill for at least 4 hours or overnight, turning the bag occasionally. Drain the eggs and slice in half lengthwise. Gently scoop out yolks and place in a medium bowl. Add 3 tablespoons mayonnaise, 2 teaspoons sweet pickle relish, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, and 1/8 teaspoon kosher salt to the yolks. Using a fork, mix and mash the yolk mixture. Spoon or pipe the yolk mixture back into the egg white halves. Top with chopped fresh chives and cracked mixed peppercorns. Next, deviled egg BLTs. Peel 6 hard-cooked eggs. Slice the eggs in half lengthwise. Gently scoop out the yolks and place in a medium bowl. Add 3 tablespoons mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon finely chopped oil-packed dried tomatoes, 1 teaspoon sweet hot mustard, and 1/8 teaspoon kosher salt to the yolks. Using a fork, mix and mash the yolk mixture. Spoon or pipe back into the egg white halves. Top each with a small piece of crisp cooked bacon and 1 to 2 leaves of fresh arugula. And pimento cheese deviled eggs. Peel 6 hard-cooked eggs. Slice eggs in half lengthwise. Gently scoop out yolks and place in a medium bowl. Add 1/3 cup pimento cheese to the yolks. Using a fork, mix and mash the yolk mixture. Spoon or pipe yolk mixture into the egg white halves. Top each with a mini cracker and a sweet pickle slice. From First for Women, skinny beef stew. Active time 25 minutes, total time 9.5 hours, and it serves 6. We need 1/3 cup all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon dried thyme, 1/2 teaspoon ground allspice, 1 tablespoon oil, 1 pound of fresh stew meat, 1 pound of parsnips cut into 3/4-inch pieces, 6 carrots or 12 ounces quartered lengthwise cut into 1-inch pieces, 8 ounces of mushrooms quartered, 1 onion chopped, 1 14.5-ounce can of diced tomatoes with basil, garlic, and oregano, 1 14.5-ounce can of lower sodium beef broth, and fresh thyme sprigs for garnish. In a large bowl, combine flour, thyme, allspice, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and a quarter teaspoon pepper. In a large nonstick skillet, heat oil over medium high. Add beef in batches if needed to the skillet and brown on all sides about 5 minutes per batch. Transfer beef to bowl with the flour mixture and add parsnips, carrots, mushrooms, and onion. Toss to coat. Transfer mixture to a 6-quart slow cooker. Stir in tomatoes with their juices and the broth. Cover, cook on low until meat is tender, 9 hours. From Woman's Day, tomato poached cod with olives and capers. Active time is 10 minutes, total time is 20, and this serves 4. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 cloves garlic thinly sliced, 1 tablespoon capers rinsed, 1 strip lemon zest thinly sliced, 3/4 of a cup dry rosé, preferably from southern France or Italy, 1/2 pound of Campari tomatoes quartered, 1/4 cup pitted Kalamata olives halved, kosher salt and pepper, and 4 6-ounce skinless cod fillets with chopped parsley for serving. Heat oil, garlic, capers, and lemon zest in a large skillet on medium, stirring occasionally until garlic is lightly golden brown, about 2 minutes. Add the wine and simmer 2 minutes. Stir in tomatoes, olives, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Nestle the fish in the tomatoes and simmer, covering the skillet during the last 3 minutes of cooking until cooked and opaque throughout, 6 to 8 minutes. Then sprinkle with parsley. And from First for Women, magnesium brings on sound sleep. This mighty mineral is a must for a good night's rest. Not only does magnesium calm tense muscles and ease anxiety, studies in the Journal of Research in Medical Sciences show boosting levels triples the time spent sleeping. And while people on social media are raving about magnesium sprays, which bypass the digestive system for faster absorption through the skin, they tend to contain magnesium chloride. And doctors say magnesium bisglycinate, which has a calming effect on the brain, is the best for sleep. And a little quote from Magnolia. They will tell you to grab as many flowers as you can, to favor the idea of more above all else. Yet it's only when we stand open-handed and let the petals fly where they may that we grasp the beauty. This moment is enough. We've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, but anybody can listen. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.